Hey guys, this is Marnie from the Wing Girl Method, and I have a very special treat for you today. I'm talking to Brittick from Attractology.com, and he and I were speaking last week, and we found out that the two of us share a strong love for improv, which is something that I'm constantly telling my clients to get involved in, because improv, it's awesome, and it's fun, and it's informational, and it's funny, and it lets you be really loose, but it is also a very good tool to use when you're trying to learn how to pull conversation out of nowhere.
And absolutely.
Yeah. And you were saying it's a really important skill to have.
Yeah, and I got involved with it about 4 years ago, and you know, this is a time in my life when you know, the thought of just speaking in front of people was just, you know, scared the hell out of me. I decided to just throw myself in there, and it really, like, one of the most beneficial things is that it really just forces you to get out of your head.
Yeah.
And so you completely, because you're doing things that are completely goofy and silly, and you're also learning how to think quick on your feet.
Yeah, exactly.
So you look at these, you know, and there's so many parallels just, you know, with communicating with women, because you really do have to get over yourself. You have to remove the ego, or else you won't go up and start a conversation, and you know, you'll care too much about what you're going to say, so you'll psych yourself out. So the benefits of improv are far-reaching when it comes to meeting and attracting women.
Oh, definitely. And for me, because I had taken improv classes probably 10 years ago, and it 100% helped me break out of my shell, but it helped me use my imagination. I know that on my own, I already have a very strong imagination, but it helped me expand where my imagination can go. Again, being able to start conversations easier, pulling something out of nothing. Like, for example, I was with one of my clients a few weeks back, and we were on the boardwalk in Venice, and I said to him, treat this session right now as if we're in an improv class together, and start doing an improv with me, or I'm going to start doing an improv with you, and I want you to jump on board. And for some people, it's really tough to just break out of that shell and just do goofy things or say things that they think may not be the right thing to say. Improv helps you realize that everything is the right thing to say, as long as you're saying it with a reason behind it and with complete conviction.
Absolutely. And it's so cool too, because you see a lot of these people, they don't really trust their abilities to be creative. They don't really trust themselves to say something that could be, you know, say something that's good without having to really think about it. And so, you know, you take somebody like that and, you know, you have them do some improv, and they delve right into it, and you find that, you know, within a couple minutes, they're hilarious. You know, they're coming
exactly.
up with...
Oh, 100%. I cut you off there.
But, oh, no.
No, I get excited when talking about this stuff. But yeah, like, no, I 100% agree with you. So why don't we talk a little bit about, I guess you talked about how you got into doing improv, but really how it's helped you with women now, like learning those skills, how that's helped you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, if I go out now and, you know, I'm going out, I don't necessarily go out specifically to meet women, because I think that's a whole bad intention to begin with.
Yeah.
You always have to go out, I feel like, with an intention that you're going to have fun. For number one, you're always going to have fun, and you're going to go out and you're going to be social. Those two things in itself. But like, I'll start off the night by just going up to people and just, you know, singing a song or doing something completely random and silly and doing something. And I'll do it because it forces me, you know, because, you know, even, you know, studying this stuff for so long, having so much success, you know, I still get, you know, approach anxiety. I still get uncomfortable sometimes. Everyone does. We're all human, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go out and I'll make a point to do something completely uncomfortable. Just to almost every night I go out, I'll say something goofy. I'll sing a song. I'll, you know, just start messing with people just in a, you know, in a teasing, fun sort of way. Just so I can get out of my head and just have fun, right?
Exactly. Shake yourself up. That, I thought I was the only one who did those types of things. So
yeah.
Nice to hear other people use it as
okay,
well.
Absolutely. And so, it's helped immensely. And just the ability to effectively communicate as well. Because, you know, if when you're up on stage in an improv class and you're the only person up there and they say, okay, you know, improvise a 60-second monologue, you're in front of 14 people, you have nothing, and you just have to go with it.
Yeah.
Just having, you know, just being able to do that is just amazing. And then you start to get good at it, and you really start to, you know, slow down, you really take your time, And that's where I really feel that effective communication, attractive communication comes from. It's slowing down. It's, you know, it's that ability to just, you know, kind of lose yourself in that conversation.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So yeah, do you want to play some games?
Yeah, of course I do. Because I was going to say, why don't we explain how improv actually works? So there's many ways you can use improv. Like, the one way is to sign up for a class actually learn improv and have a group around you who's also learning the same skill, which makes it a lot easier. The other thing that you can do is we're going to tell you how improv works, and then what you can do is actually go out and use it yourself.
Absolutely.
On your own. Like exactly what Brittick was just talking about having your own self-challenges, going out with your friends and say, listen, I'm going to go up to that group right now, I'm going to sing to them, and I'm going to walk away, and that's my improv.
Yeah. No, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
So first let's go over just a few basics of improv that I feel are sort of the fundamentals.
Okay.
And I would say the first one is, you know, the whole goal of improv is to not think about what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I know the first class I took, I was with 15 people. I was going to try my whole goal was to like try and be good at improv. And so like before it was my turn, I was like brainstorming all these things that I thought were going to be witty. And really you find that to be so counterproductive. Like you want to just completely not think about something and then, you know, go for it. So that being said, the next thing is accepting. You know, accepting whatever someone says to you and just rolling off of it. And we're going to play a game here called Yes And that will be a perfect example of how that works.
Okay.
And then accepting, I would say the opposite of accepting is blocking. And that's where, you know, if you're interacting with someone in improv and, you know, they throw out a statement like, we're going to the store. And then you say, you know, rather than accepting it and saying, yes, yes. And then, you know, we're going to blah, blah, blah. They say no.
Or what store? Kind of,
yeah, what store? You know, so they kind of break the momentum.
Yeah.
So in improv, the whole thing is building that momentum and working off each other.
Yeah.
And so those are just the key basics to it. And so we're the first sort of warm-up game we're going to play is called word association.
Okay.
Word association is basically, you know, I'll say a word, and then you work in groups of two if you have somebody, you know, you can talk to you and just, you know, I'll say one word and then you'll say the first word that comes to your mind. And then we'll go back and forth and just kind of do like a free verse. The first word that comes to your head.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so cherry.
Bomb.
Run.
Fast.
Blaze.
What?
I?
See, did I just block? Wait, start again. I screwed up.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Screwing up's good.
Okay, good.
World.
Science.
Cheese.
Cut.
Black.
White.
Knees.
Elbows.
Arm.
Length.
Test.
Tickle.
Laughing.
So funny.
Hilarious.
You.
Great.
Aw.
Sexy.
Me.
Bicycle.
Pants.
Drinking.
A lot.
World.
Peace.
Okay. Now let's do it, and we're gonna let's speed it up a little bit.
Okay.
So run.
Fast.
Drink.
Alcohol.
Blue.
Cheese.
Pizza.
Pepperoni.
Delicious.
Apples.
Honey.
Sweetie.
You.
Aww.
Oh, all right.
That's the thing. It's just like warming it up so that you think on your toes. These things don't have to make sense. That's the whole point. It's really, like, honestly, this is what I keep telling my clients all the time. It's really about going out there and having fun. And if you can't have fun, then you're not going to attract people. Because people are so bored during the day. If you offer them fun, then you're offering them the world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And people, I feel like a lot of people go out looking for the fun rather than, like, just being fun themselves, you know.
Exactly. They're chasing it.
Yeah, making the fun happen within yourself first, and then people gravitate you towards that emotional energy. They're going to want that fun that you're being, you know?
100%. Like, I talked to this other specialist who was like, you know what? When I go out with my buddies, I play this one game where it's called the alphabet game. So they split up the alphabet between them. So let's say he had A to F, and he has to go up to a girl and say, hi, my name is, what's your name? And if her name begins with letters from A to F, then he has to go back to his friends and they pay him $5. If her name doesn't come up with that, A to F, then he goes back and he pays them. And it's just having fun with your friends and then adding somebody else into the equation. Because 100% that girl is going to be like, what the hell were you just betting on? Why are you being paid money? Sorry, there's a phone ringing in the background. Why are you – like, that's just fun. That's engaging yourself in fun and entertainment and then bringing people along for the ride.
Absolutely. And I feel it boils down to, you know, your intention, because when you go out, you'll find that there's a good chunk of guys where their intentions are like to act cool, or they're to get a girl or something. And, you know, you guys – women can smell that a mile away.
Exactly.
You know, they tell when a guy's intention is looking for value rather than bringing the value, you know?
100%. Okay, so let's play the next game. I like that.
So we're going to play a game called Yes And. And how Yes And works is you have two people, and one person throws out a statement, and the other person has to accept it by saying yes, and they have to, you know, add on to it by saying, and we're going to do this. So an example would be, you know, we're going to the store tomorrow. And another person would say, yes, and we're gonna go rent 6 movies. And then I would say, yes, and then we're gonna go TP a house. And then like we just goes back and forth.
Okay.
All right, so I'll just start this off. We should go running tomorrow.
Yes, and we're gonna burn so many calories.
Yes, and then we'll be totally fit, and it's gonna be great.
Yes, and we'll be able to pick up tons of people because we'll look so sexy.
Yes, and then we're going to have just a huge, huge party at our place.
Yes, and we'll eat tons of ice cream and then get back all the calories we just burned off.
Yes, and then we're going to just gorge out and, you know, watch movies all night.
Yes, and then we'll have a huge sleepover with all of our friends.
Yes, and then we're going to take all those friends and then we're going to steal all their money.
Yes, and we will enjoy that.
Yes, and then we're going to go take their money and then we're going to go down to Mexico.
Oh, yes, and then we're going to buy some of those Mexican figurines that I love.
Yes, and then we're going to take those Mexican figurines and go to the beach and sell them for $10.
Yes, and then we'll go out and we'll have fun that night with all the money that we make from selling the figurines.
Yes, and then we can buy like 20 Patron shots and we'll just buy the whole place shots.
Yes, and we'll be the most popular people in Mexico.
Yes! Woo!
I like that one. See, that's the thing. You could even just go with any of your friends and play those games. And if you are able to create, exactly what we were saying before, be able to create fun around you, then you will be attractive to other people, especially women. For me, when I go out, I am always drawn to the people who are not looking around the room and who are having a good time by themselves. I want to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And you know, yeah, and if you go out with just your guy friends and you can go out even and play these games in the bars and clubs and not even just care, just be completely ridiculous just amongst your guy friends, and people are going to watch you and want to be a part of it because they see how much fun you're having.
Yes, and it would be really good. No, it'll be I completely agree with you. Totally agree with you. All right, so let's play the next game.
Okay, so I invented a game because, you know, we used to play these games every night before we'd go out. And so I was watching, a politician on television, and you notice how politicians are so amazing at getting a question and completely evading the answer, but still sounding like it was good.
Yes.
So I invented a game called The Politician, where one person asks someone a really difficult question, and the other person has to give a completely roundabout answer that doesn't necessarily answer the question, but still sounds pretty good. It has to be relatively long. So, Marnie, why do you think George Bush was the best president in United States history?
Well, I happen to think that when I was 7 years old, I used to picture a wonderful president. And so that's what I did when I was 6 years old. I just pictured how the best president would look, how he would act, and that's what I used to envision when I was a child.
great. That's great. No,
I was like, I don't know what to talk about right now. No, but that's the whole thing. It's like, you have to push yourself, because that's what you're doing in conversation at all times. You don't know what the other person is going to say. You don't know what they're going to throw at you.
And you can, I mean, in improv, you're absolutely making fun of yourself 100% of the time, too.
Yeah. And for women, that's what's attractive. A man who can make fun of himself, but can also lead the conversation. Which is absolutely. Is why if you start doing things like this, like improv classes or improv with your friends, you can start coming up with your own material. Because I, like, the thing is that I tell a lot of guys, a lot of pickup is great, but it's a lot of material that's not your own. And this is a way to further develop your own material.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your personality.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it really forces you, because after you do this, everyone will be able to connect to that sort of creative, goofy side to themselves. And they really start to trust that part of themselves, too. It's confidence building in that they really can see these creative things that just start flowing out of them when they stop thinking and caring so much what other people think.
Exactly. I completely agree with you on that. All right. Well, are there other games to play? Because I think that this pretty much explains everything that I wanted to get across. But,
absolutely. And we can just go over, just some extended learning stuff. Some guys that if they want to go out and, you know, they want to, and use improv right away, some things that you can do. For one, there's a game called the compliment game, to where, you know, if you go out, your intention becomes, you know, how can I find a way to compliment every person I communicate with? And
okay.
This isn't being like, it's not like to be a kiss ass or anything, but it takes the focus off of yourself, and you're looking for the redeeming qualities in other people. And, you know, it's usually like, you know, wow, you've got a really cool energy about you. You know, you, like, there's something about you I really like. And you become that value giver. And I find that when you shift your intention towards, you know, giving value to other people, is that's when you become your most attractive self. Absolutely. So the compliment,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's interesting. I want to hear how this is explained. Okay.
So how the compliment, let me get this straight. Let me focus here. So when you go out, next time you go out, guys, you know, for the first four people you talk to, guys and girls, find a way to compliment them somehow. Either on, you know, something they said, something they're, you like the way they dress, you like the way they present themselves, the way they speak, some of their ideas. Just find a way to say, wow, you know, that's really cool. And really just stop caring about what, you know, how you're acting, how you're responding to them, you know, all those things that are, being in your head, and just compliment. So
that's interesting.
So it's a great little game to play.
What kind of responses do you find that you get from that? Because for me, with my list, because I know that when people do get nervous, it's easiest to throw out a compliment. But is there some way to throw out that compliment and keep it as a fun game that you're playing with yourself, as opposed to seeming like just someone who's complimenting out of nervousness?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. It all depends on your intention of where you're coming from. You know, if you're coming from a place of, you know, you could go out and you could compliment everyone and people could see that you're playing the compliment game, that you're trying to do something for yourself.
Okay.
But if I go out and I, and I'm just doing it, I wouldn't say it's more of a, it's more of a game as much as a mindset.
Okay.
of going out and saying, you know, how can I give value to people through complimenting, you know? So it always starts like that, and generally by the end of the night, I'm so immersed in just the moment.
Yeah.
You know, I lost the intention anyway.
Yeah.
So this is something you can do right to begin with.
Okay.
But it's hard, though, because you do have to come from a place of intention to where you don't really care. You're not trying to impress them.
Exactly.
You're not trying to get validation. You're just trying to, you know, you're looking for something in them that's good. And, you know, and you're going to tell them about it in a way that to where you're not hitting on them at all, but where you're just throwing it out there. And we're like, wow, that's you've got a great energy about you. You've got a really contagious smile. I love it. You know, something like
that.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe something to add to the game is just going up to a person, complimenting them, walking away.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Because that makes you mysterious as a man. Like when a guy comes up and compliments me just like and says, listen, your energy is amazing, and walks away.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, oh, come back here. But if they're like, your energy is amazing, and then lingers and stares at me, then I get freaked out. I make the help me eyes on my female friends. But if you do it exactly like you just described, confidently, self-assured, mm-hmm. and you just say it because it's for you and not for me, then that's absolutely. Sexy.
Yeah, that, yeah, and it all, yeah, again, it all boils down to your intention, where you're, the place you're coming from. But, so another game is, you know, for the first three people that you talk to when you go out, sing them a song.
I love that.
And I like to improvise a song, you know, to start, hey, you guys are really cool. I had you come say hi. And you're going to look like a fool. But, you know, and they may look at you like you look like a fool, but what it'll do is it just, it instills that little habit of just being completely goofy and silly and taking action.
Yeah.
You know? So you do that, and let's say, you know, you sing three songs to people. By that fourth time, you're going to be pretty much able to do whatever you want. You'll have that social freedom to be able to just say whatever you want to people because, you know, you've already gotten over yourself. You've already, you know, looked like a goofball.
I agree with you on that one. For me, when I go into a place and I do something that is, like, very risky, everything else seems simple after that because my heartbeat gets really high. I'm nervous, and then I do something and really push myself, and then after that, I get a high from it, first of all. And then everything else just seems simple.
Yeah, it's like it's almost as if like a calm kind of washes over you.
Yeah.
And it's the same feeling I get when I speak in large groups.
Oh, me too.
Now, like, at first I'm scared shitless, you know, like, you know, I'm worried about what people are going to think of me, and then, you know, maybe the first couple words that come out of my mouth are a little bit shaky, but then after that, that calm kind of washes over you, and you just kind of get in the zone.
I completely agree with you. That's what happens to me, too. I'm always shaky. I can't hear anybody in the audience when I first start talking. I'm sweating a little bit. Everything feels so hot, and it feels like everybody is so quiet in the audience, and then I have them laugh for the first time, and that gets me to calm down a little bit. So if I was able to go up to a person and do something completely ridiculous, like singing them a song, for my own benefit, because it's for you. It's for you to calm down, not for the other person. That would actually be a great tactic that I'm going to try on Thursday when I go out, just going and singing a song.
Yeah, I think it's great. And you know, for the guys listening, if you hear this stuff, that whole idea that I feel like David D'Angelo touched on that it resonated with me, and I feel like I've done it as much as possible, is the speed of implementation. Yep. Is when you hear something, go try it right away.
Yeah.
Just throw it, immerse yourself, take action on it, and just do it. And then see how you feel, you know?
Instead of sitting and analyzing it, being like, that won't work for me. I'm not going to try that. I'll be a fool. Trust me.
Or I'm gonna sing this song to this person. I'm going to sing this song to that person. Yeah. I'm going to do. And then by that time, I will be in this state of being. And then by that time, I will meet six girls who will become attractive, and I'll get six numbers.
Exactly. Just like the magic pill, right, that you take to get women to be attracted to you. Exactly like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
it's great. And I feel like, you know, improv, there's that, I think Tyler Durden, one of the guys in the pickup community, has this idea called the indifference threshold. And I really just like that name. It's because it's that point where, you know, you completely get over yourself and that calm kind of washes over you. It's that point where, you know, you're able to think quick on your feet. You're not thinking about what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a great word for it. The indifference threshold is where you hit that point.
And that's the point that women like you. And that you're the most attractive to women.
Absolutely.
When you're in your element, when you're saying what you want to say instead of being worried about what the other person wants you to say, that's what women want.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's, you know, that skyrocketed my game when I was able to just, you know, go out and not care.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and it's so counterintuitive, you know.
Well, but it also is hard to not care and to learn that, you know, you won't die if you do something crazy. I used to be the shyest person ever. And I, you know, the exercises that I teach on my site, yes, I know they work because I'm a woman, but I also know that they work because I've done them myself. You know, it's for getting over approach anxiety. And the thing is that a lot of people are naturally outgoing, but some people have to work at it, and it is totally attainable. taking improv classes is really, I think, a fast way to get over a lot of the fears. And it's fun, and you meet other people who just want to have fun as well. And, you know, it's a good time. It's worth the money. And if you can afford to do it, then definitely go out and take an improv class.
And yeah, and just to add on to that, you know, I met a girl I dated for a good 2 months. I met an improv class, you know. And so, and you know, you always want to, you're always making those connections with people. You're making new friends. Those friends introduce you to new friends. So, I mean,
yes.
An improv class, you know, is just going to expand your social network as well.
Oh, 100%. I completely agree with you. I feel like I'm saying that so much. I've never said that so much in an interview before, but I really do. I agree with everything that you're saying, mainly because I love improv. And the thing is that people talk about gimmicks all the time. Mm-hmm. Improv is not a gimmick. Improv is really just a way of breaking you out of your shell and a way for you to experiment on what you're capable of.
Yeah, and it's, absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah. All right, well... is there anything else that you want to add?
No, I think we've covered.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Well, okay, I think this is going to go out to both of our lists. So, give yourself a little plug.
So, guys, come to attractology.com, and if you want, buy our book. It's called Attractology Foundations: The Principles of Attraction to the Modern Man. And this is exactly what we talk about. It's all connecting to, it's connecting to yourself. It's getting over yourself. It's a lot of it's, you know, transcending the ego and then letting everything else sort of fall into place. So, you know, it's all about changing your thinking. And that's mostly what our book is about. So come to attractology.com. Check us out. You can shoot me an email at brittick@attractology.com. And yeah, that's my shameless plug.
I think you deserve it after the half an hour of improv that you just did with me. But for people to get in touch with me, Marnie, I'm the founder of the Wing Girl Method. We're the leading female owned and operated company to be part of the pickup artist industry. And I'm considered one of the top dating experts in the world. So come check us out. What we do is we offer men a female perspective. Again, just telling men exactly what women want, how they feel, what turns them on, what turns them off, what they like, what they don't like, everything. It's not like your normal female advice that says, oh, just get them a bottle of perfume and flowers and you're a really nice guy, so girls are going to like you. It's honest and blunt. And we tell you exactly where your attraction points are and where they are not, and assist you in improving them. So to check us out, go to winggirlmethod.com. And both of those links will be available on both of our websites, so it'll be easy to find both of us. Thanks for talking with me today and doing improv.
Oh, yeah, it was so fun.